Birthright citizenship in the United States, what to know? The Supreme Court struck down President Donald Trump's first attempt to end birthright citizenship, which guarantees U.S. citizenship to almost anyone born on U.S. soil, in June 2026. In August, Trump signed two executive orders testing a narrower path around the ruling as part of a broader crackdown on immigration. The United States is one of a few dozen countries that guarantees citizenship to nearly any individual born within its territory, a policy that has been in place since Congress ratified the 14th Amendment in 1868. But efforts to end the practice have increased as critics say it encourages unauthorized migration. President Trump issued two executive orders in August 2026 that further his efforts to restrict birthright citizenship. The orders seek, respectively, to limit birthright eligibility for specific groups and crack down on the practice of so-called birth tourism. Trump first sought to end birthright citizenship in January 2025 by issuing an executive order reinterpreting the 14th Amendment citizenship clause. The order triggered multiple legal challenges and led several district courts to issue nationwide, universal, injunctions blocking its implementation across the country. In June 2025, the Supreme Court ruled in Trump v. Casa, Inc., that federal district courts lack authority to issue universal injunctions, limiting the scope of the injunctions that had blocked Trump's nationwide order. But the ruling did not address the constitutionality of the executive order itself. In April 2026, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Trump v. Barbara, a separate case challenging the executive order. In June 2026, it upheld the lower court's judgment blocking the order, ruling that children born in the United States to parents who are unlawfully or temporarily present are citizens under the 14th Amendment. The ruling prompted the administration to pursue a more targeted approach with its two August orders. What is birthright citizenship? Section 1 of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, ratified in 1868, grants citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. There are few exceptions, including children born to foreign diplomats as well as those born in American Samoa, where they are instead considered U.S. nationals. This distinction prevents them from enjoying the same full rights as citizens, such as voting and holding public office. The concept dates back centuries and draws on the English common law principle of jus soli, right of soil, which grants automatic citizenship to anyone born in a country's territory regardless of their parents' nationality. The United States also extends citizenship to children born to U.S. citizens irrespective of their place of birth, also known as jus sanguinis, right of blood. It was intended to repeal the Supreme Court's 1857 Dred Scott v. Sanford decision, in which it ruled that black people, free or enslaved, were not U.S. citizens, but rather a separate class of persons. The Supreme Court later affirmed the principle of birthright citizenship in the 1898 case United States v. Wong Kim Ark, which clarified that children born within the United States or its possessions, even to non-citizens, are U.S. citizens. The Indian Citizenship Act of 1924 separately granted citizenship to all Native Americans born in the United States. Birthright citizenship is distinct from naturalization. The latter refers to a process by which a non-citizen can apply for citizenship after meeting specific requirements. These include proving a continuous residence in the country for a certain period of time, passing a civics test, and demonstrating basic English proficiency. In fiscal year 2024, 818,500 people became naturalized citizens, according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. This figure was higher than the annual average of 730,100 between 2010 and 2019. However, according to a June 2025 memo PDF, Trump has directed the Department of Justice to prioritize denaturalization, the process of revoking U.S. citizenship from naturalized Americans, in cases in which individuals commit certain crimes. This includes individuals who illegally procured naturalization or did so by concealment of a material fact or by willful misrepresentation. As of April 2026, the Department of Justice is laser-focused on rooting out criminal aliens defrauding the naturalization process, according to a department spokesperson. NBC News reported that the department is targeting hundreds of foreign-born individuals as part of the administration's denaturalization efforts. What's in Trump's new executive orders on birthright citizenship? The first executive order directs federal agencies not to recognize automatic birthright citizenship for children born in the United States to parents who are neither U.S. citizens nor lawful permanent residents. This includes children born to foreign government employees, such as ambassadors and embassy and consulate staff, anyone deemed to be an alien enemy, and parents who engage in a commercial transaction to purchase or access birthright citizenship. The second executive order targets the practice of so-called birth tourism PDF, in which pregnant foreigners intentionally travel to the United States to give birth to secure U.S. citizenship for their child. The order directs the Secretaries of Homeland Security and State to combat birth tourism schemes, including by denying or revoking visas of individuals believed to be traveling to the United States for the purpose of engaging in birth tourism. How did the Supreme Court rule on birthright citizenship? In June 2025, the Supreme Court granted a request by the Trump administration to narrow the scope of three nationwide injunctions that were issued by federal district courts in Maryland, Massachusetts, and Washington in response to his executive order. The Supreme Court ruled that the injunctions should only apply to the individuals, groups, or states who sued. In June 2026, the Supreme Court struck down Trump's day one executive order. The ruling followed April oral arguments in Trump v. Barbara, a major class action lawsuit in which the challengers argued that the Constitution guarantees birthright citizenship, even if the parents lack U.S. citizenship or legal permanent residency. How many countries have birthright citizenship? The United States is one of just a few dozen countries, the majority of which are in the Americas, including Brazil, Canada, and Mexico, that explicitly grants jus soli citizenship to anyone born there. In contrast, African, Asian, and European countries generally recognize jus sanguinis as a basis for citizenship, although the specific criteria and requirements vary among countries. Irish citizenship, for example, can be obtained through direct descent even if an individual's parents were not born in the country. What is the debate over birthright citizenship? Political opposition to birthright citizenship has increased in the United States over the past few decades and has only grown since Trump's first term when he pledged to end the practice. His second term began with a widespread crackdown on unauthorized immigration and sweeping moves to roll back legal pathways for immigration. Critics of birthright citizenship argue that Section 1 of the 14th Amendment has long been misinterpreted, and that the original intention of the phrase, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, was not meant to apply to children born to parents who are only temporarily living in the United States or are not U.S. citizens. Other opponents say that the practice incentivizes birth tourism. In 2020, the U.S. State Department amended some of its regulations to try to restrict instances of birth tourism for Category B non-immigrant visas, which allow temporary entry into the United States for business, tourism, or pleasure. That same year, the Center for Immigration Studies estimated that about 33,000 births annually are linked to women on tourist visas, a figure that the think tank Niskanen Center suggested was exaggerated. Most legal observers, however, say that the 14th Amendment explicitly endorses jus soli citizenship, pointing to the practice's long-standing legal precedent, and that repealing it would create a self-perpetuating class that would be excluded from social membership for generations. In a nationwide poll conducted in April 2026 by Reuters and market research firm Ipsos, 64% of respondents opposed ending birthright citizenship, compared to 32% who supported the decision. And ending birthright citizenship would not necessarily curtail unauthorized migration, experts say. In fact, it could increase the population of unauthorized immigrants by an estimated 2.7 million by 2045, according to a 2025 joint analysis by the Migration Policy Institute and Pennsylvania State University's Population Research Institute. Ending the practice could also limit the number of available legal pathways to U.S. residents. Currently, U.S. citizen children must be at least 21 years old to sponsor their parents for legal permanent residency, otherwise known as a green card, an option that could disappear without that child's citizenship status. Can Trump unilaterally repeal birthright citizenship? No. Although presidents can influence immigration law and policy, repealing birthright citizenship would require a constitutional amendment, the most recent of which was the 27th Amendment that was ratified in 1992. Congress could pass an amendment, but it would need two-thirds approval in both the House of Representatives and the Senate, and then ratification by at least 38 states. However, Trump's attempt to crack down on immigration and narrow who is considered a U.S. citizen at birth is not a new effort. Previous legislative efforts sought to do so, although they failed to advance in Congress.